818 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Jason Byinski, the mayor of Bryan, joins us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
I'd like to get you to weigh in, obviously, on the announcement this week. This is it's a big deal for the Bryan College Station area.
It's a huge deal. I think I've been quoted that it's one of the biggest deals we've had since the opening of Texas A&M University. And I think Chancellor Sharp had mentioned that it's the biggest grant awarded to Texas since the opening of NASA here. So it's a big deal for Bryan College Station, the Research Valley, Aggieland, the state of Texas, to have one of these countermeasured facilities, research facilities here in our backyard. It'll bring private sector companies to the area, to the region, provide job opportunities for our citizens, stimulate the economy on a very large scale. We've got a lot of things going on in Bryan College Station, Brazos County right now with other businesses that are wanting to locate here, and this is a huge shot in the arm. It's something that the local elected officials, the officials at A&M, our state elected officials, and Congressman Bill Flores on the national level has been working on for several years, and we're excited about it. I don't know if it's set in with me yet because it's been talked about, and you know, sometimes things get political, and you know, to have Texas and be successful, and one of the more conservative universities be successful with this current administration is a feat. Yeah. It says a lot about A&M and the system here and what's going on with the research and development here. So we're excited about what it's going to bring for our community, for our citizens, and for our economy.
One of the things that that I guess it's going to be hard to measure, but you have to be prepared for are 1,000. They're saying there could be as many as 1,000 jobs here in the early go. 1,000 jobs is many families, infrastructures that have to be considered, not only schools but streets, parks, other things like that. So how do you, in a leadership role, take a look to be able to respond to make sure that you're able to fulfill dumping these many people into our communities?
Well, that's something the city is going to be looking into in the next few months and the next year. We've got our budget cycle going on right now, something we'll talk about with our CIP, Capital Improvements Program. We've got a lot of new subdivisions that are that we're anticipating a lot of the growth and development on the west side that are coming up right now. The city has put a lot of money in infrastructure in some of these corridors in anticipation of some of the growth with the businesses, but we're also bracing and preparing for some of the residential and retail opportunities.
I had a story on our news today I'd like to comment, get your comments on, and that is that the formation possibly of a committee that would I guess, report back to city council about putting together a way that you should operate or interact with your citizens, because there's been some controversy as members of boards, as we've discussed and you've addressed. So where are we in that process, and what would you anticipate would happen there?
Well, Scott, I didn't hear the discussion this past Tuesday. I was out of town this past week, so I've yet to dive into everything that was said and presented. I don't know if other cities have committees that look into it. I answer to the voters of the city of Bryan. And if there's something that I'm not doing right or something they're not happy with, they could easily vote me out of office. If I'm doing something wrong as a council member or as a mayor, you know, there's processes that are already in place. We have a fraud hotline, a 1-800 number that people can call and report to. We rarely get any calls or complaints about any of our committee people or city staff. So, you know, I don't want to create witch hunts. I don't want to create additional bureaucracy. And I don't want to discourage people from serving on our committees in the city of Bryan. It's hard enough to get people to serve in these capacities. This is not only about the Bryan City Council. This is about the committees and advisory committees that we have at the city of Bryan. We want to encourage as many people as possible to participate from all walks of life. And, you know, if they got a speeding ticket and that's going to keep them from serving on a committee, I'm against that. You know, I think it was mentioned that, you know, have they paid taxes? Are they current on their taxes? We have elected officials paid elected officials that owe taxes in Brazos County and in other areas. So it hasn't been a concern there. I'm not aware of anyone on the Bryan City Council that has back taxes. I know that's been talked about. You know, I know a lot of council members split pay, which we have that right in Brazos County here set up. But, you know, as for the formation of a committee, I'll have to think about that. Again, we have the council that we work with, I'm not aware of any issues we've had. It's kind of presented that we've got a lot of circumstances that face the city of Bryan and the Bryan City Council. And again, I'm not aware or haven't read about any circumstances that have come up. I think we get along very well. We work well together. We respect each other. But I don't want to make this a political issue. We are coming into an election year this November, and we've got a very big election year next year. So some of this could be political in nature, and I want to head that off at the front going into an election year, to where we don't have a committee of someone's friends that's set up just to attack a certain council member or committee members on BTU or the P&Z committee. So, again, we want to encourage people to serve the city of Bryan. All of us are volunteers.
Now, what do you then, and you say you're not exactly sure whether this ethics advisory committee should exist, but what is your view as to what kind of ethical guidelines should be in place?
Well, we have ethical guidelines in place right now set out by our city charter. We have rules and regulations set in place by the laws of the city of Bryan and the state of Texas. And if there's a conflict of interest issue, if you've got a percentage of ownership in a company and you're voting on that company for a contract, you abstain from voting. If you don't, it's on the front page or on the headlines of WTAW News. I've seen in other areas. I saw this past week there was a elected body that were actually voting on different contracts that they actually had a financial piece of the pie in. So it that is wrong, and there are measures already set up in place by the state of Texas, and that would be prosecuted by the district attorney's office if that was an issue. But again, we have policies and procedures in place. We were looking at possibly expanding. I think initially when this ethics issues came about, several of the council members were concerned about what was coming out of executive sessions. We go in and we talk about crucial business. We talk about lawsuits. We talk about personnel matters. And there was information coming out about personnel matters. You know, if we were going to hire or fire someone and that information got out before that individual heard about it, that's not right. If it was information about a lawsuit and we were talking about what we might be willing to settle for, or, you know, from the city's point of view, and if the attorney on the other side found out information out, or the party involved, that's not good for the taxpayers of Bryan. Again, we're here to protect the citizens of Bryan and oversee those coffers. And if that information is coming out, or if we're talking about economic development, and we're competing with Conroe, Texas was the last city we competed with on a business that we landed here in our business park. But if information came out early about what we were willing to do for incentives or what we were offering, and the other competing party heard about it, they could up their ante, and it makes it an unfair advantage for the city of Bryan. So that was my biggest concern, is information coming out of executive session that could potentially hurt or harm the city of Bryan, and how we would alleviate that and deal with that.
Okay, so we'll have a look at that. What's on your radar screen?
Well, Scott, I've got a lot of things going on in the city of Bryan. We encourage everyone to go on to the city of Bryan's website, look at all the summer activities and summer camps that are going on right now. I want to mention later tonight at the LaSalle Hotel, we've got a retirement party for Dan Wilkerson. He's worked 30-plus years in the city of Bryan and BTU, so we want to commend him and thank him for his service to the ratepayers and citizens of the city of Bryan, and wish him well in his retirement. And if you know Dan has got 1,000 things on his plate to do, and we hope to continue working with Dan, maybe in a consulting basis, and see him around to continue to use his expertise. Mm-hmm. But hopefully he'll get a little more R&R and enjoy the grandkids a little bit more in his retirement. But that'll be tonight at 5:30 to about 7:30 at the LaSalle Hotel. So I welcome all of the citizens of Bryan and folks that are friends and know Dan to come in and wish him well.
Sure. He's been a big part of what BTU has become. That's it. All right. Thanks
Absolutely.
For the time today.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
You bet. That's Jason Bianski. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on WTAW.